My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Please don't eat me, I'm sweet and delicious. All these boys and girls running around my kitchen, having a good time.
Having a good time, and Mama Coco's fucking kitchen.
Yes, 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 y'all. We are Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen from and for and on Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen on Heritage Radio. It is 6 o'clock p.m. right now. Thank you, 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 thank you. I am Oliver Ignatius, and I'm here with some other people, and here they are.
Well, thank you for that introduction. I'm Chad Bourne Oliver. I'm here with the family, and we've been working. And we got some stuff for you. Who else do we have in the room?
We got anyone else in here?
Hey, my name is Jim Testa. I am the mentor emeritus of the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen Collective and the editor of JerseyBeat.com. And we have a whole bunch of musicians here. Let's hear from some of them.
I'm Seal Kratt. I play drums in the Britneys.
And I'm Lucas. I live at 175 Stockholm Street, if you want to come by.
Wow.
We play in the Britneys.
Gutsy choice. Revealing the personal address. Yeah.
Watch out for the Britneys.
I'm Ethan
new hot tracks.
I'm in Dr. Barber.
Hi, Ethan. And Pete Kilbin is here too, but he's doesn't want to talk to us. There's actually an empty chair with a microphone, and then we have Pete in the corner protesting that he's not on the mic. So we're going to play some music. This right here now is Sledgehammer Night by the Brooklyn What?
Yes, it is.
To talk to the Britneys right now because we got two of them right here. Yes, hello. I think we can all agree that we want to talk to them as we have the two of them right here right now. So who we got?
I'm Steel.
Steel, we're going to ask you to get a little closer to the microphone when
we
talk.
Totally.
Right on these tight little broadcasting microphone.
Really good to us, Steel.
Yeah.
We're all family here.
Yeah. Very close.
Family.
We all live together and we sleep in one big bed.
That's cool.
That's not true.
How long have you two been brothers?
Since birth.
So like 3 or 4 years now.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are making good, steady progress. You know, it's good to see that, you know, you've accomplished so much in such a short amount of time. And, you know, we just want to say we're all very proud of you.
Thank you, of course.
Well, you know, I couldn't, what could I have done but stand there and helped clean up the blood, you know? So we have a new record this week. I think we can all agree. Can we agree?
I think we can agree.
That's a big 10-4. I think we can agree. The record is called It's All Right.
It's All Right. It's just okay.
It's just okay.
It's three songs and they're just okay.
Is that your true feeling about it?
No, we're actually very happy with it.
Okay.
And we're very happy with how they came out. I think these three songs are definitely like the proudest songs that we've kind of put down and recorded so far. Compared to the last EPs, I feel like it's just a complete step up for us and the direction that we kind of want to go now.
Talk to us about your sound.
About our sound. I don't know. I mean, we listen to a lot of like 60s music more recently, and then also like personally, I listen to a lot of like 90s indie, a lot of like contemporary indie.
Early 2000s.
Two very good numbers.
Stuff, I mean, like, stuff we grew up on.
Who made you want to be a musician?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, my dad was a drummer in a band called The Colors, and they were like a house band at CBGB's in the 70s and 80s, and he sort of just got me inspired. Yeah.
Very nice.
I actually saw The Colors.
Did you know?
Yeah, we found that out.
Bringing it full circle.
He would wear purple spandex on stage while he drummed with no shirt on.
Yeah, and his stage name was Mickey East. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Lucas, what about you, man? What made you want to be a musician?
What made me? I don't know. I guess I was just kind of like drawn. It was the only thing that I had tried that I wanted to do again. So I just kind of kept with
that's
it.
Powerful. Yeah,
that's and, very powerful. And it kind of just like got a hook on me since then. And I mean, people that I really admired like growing up was definitely like Jack White was one of my big like things.
A troubadour.
I was a really big Nirvana fan when I was like really little, and I have the same birthday as Kurt Cobain, and I used to think that I was like,
that's an eerie coincidence.
I was like, yeah, I'm definitely Kurt Cobain reincarnated, and then I realized I wasn't, and I realized
that sounds hard.
Yeah, I don't want that life particularly.
Right.
and then it was really like Jimi Hendrix, and I always wanted to be like a black guitar player, and because I thought they were so much better, and then Jack White, and just kind of like that, anything with passion in it, really.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Some of the brimstone building blocks of rock and roll music described.
Exactly. I think, like, definitely our... I feel like, especially when we started out, there's just so much, like, crap out there, and there's so much just bad, like, electronic, computerized, just, like, everything, and we just wanted to, you know, try and not do that.
Something natural.
And just try and... Fuzzy. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of, like... At least, like... In the mainstream right now, not a lot. Like, there's a handful of just rock bands when it used to be, like, you know, rock music was, like, the popular music.
Yeah, we're trying to leave the moss on.
Yeah. But I think it goes in waves. I don't know.
Yeah. Certainly does. The only thing you can rely on is the circular nature of things.
Yeah.
Should we hear a track from the record?
I think we shall.
Should we hear Reckless?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let's do it. Maybe we can hear another one later, too.
Work.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
yes, 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 yes. So here we are again. Here we are at Mama Coco's. I understand Mr. Chadbourne Oliver is going to tell us a little bit about what it's all about. He's going to lay a little bit of rap on us.
Thanks, Oliver. Well, first of all, we just had the Britneys with Reckless pick up their new album, It's All Right. And thanks for tuning in. I'd like to tell you about a sojourn, a group, on behalf of myself and said group. We are the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen Foundation. We are working through hell and high water, quite literally, to rebuild the center of what was once, and still is, in fact, probably stronger, our source of inspiration, our bond, and manifested in a recording studio. That's right. We are a group of musicians, and we are working together.
We are working together.
And we are warding off the bad spirits that we are encountering, but also embracing with our protection. And I'm going to pass it over. I want to hear what some of you guys have to say.
I'm going to pass it right back to you, Chad, and play a little bit of your band, the Graveyard Kids. This right now is
untitled.
Well,
golly.
I got the spirit. She visited me last night, and she told me, yeah, she told me everything's gonna be alright now, alright now, alright now. I did not believe at first what my eyes were showing me. Contact breakdown.
Bushkin and DeVries, 1941.
There goes the old call. There goes the old call.
Please take this moment
to
respectfully turn off your devices.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
Somebody cue the boink track.
So, boink.
Boink.
Popcorn served in the back.
Boink, boink, boink.
Cool. It's Prince. It's Prince, but I'll call him back later.
It's Prince, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway,
Testa.
Yeah, Bushwick and DeVries, 1940 run, wrote "Oh, Look at Me Now," made famous by Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra from Hoboken, and sampled in that song by the Graveyard Kids.
That okay. Frank.
Oh, thank you for that reference.
Bless that Frank, ladies and gentlemen. Bless
Fact
that Frank.
Jim.
So I have a question for our guest, the Britneys.
Oh, yeah,
so, Steele, your dad's band, which I actually saw, and I have one of their 7-inches at home.
What did you think when you saw them?
I liked them, but they were very much of the period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And back then, there was a movement called power pop. And it wasn't just the way you sounded. It was the sound of the guitars, the sound of the vocals. But it was also, especially your dad's band, what you wore on stage, mm-hmm. your haircuts. It was very, very genre-specific. And one of the interesting things I find about the Mama Coco's bands is that they are very, very non-genre specific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, your stuff doesn't have any of the earmarks of power pop, if you looked up power pop in the dictionary.
No, totally.
And yet, when I hear you, I think of power pop.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that deliberate, or is that...
I think it's just genetics.
I don't know, yeah. I mean, I guess like...
DNA, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. DNA.
If you haven't heard of it, it's a new
We're learning
thing.
More about it every day.
No, I don't know. I mean, my dad like showed me sort of just the fundamentals of drumming and stuff like that. So maybe, you know, little things that I do in my playing, you know, comes from him, maybe without me thinking about it. But that's awesome. I've never really like thought of that, but that's... That's a cool thing that you...
Well, also, the mind-blowing revelation of power pop roots.
Who would have known? Who would have known?
Well, the other thing is, I mean, if you think of power pop like the Bay City Rollers, you know, like that genre.
Is that what, is that power pop?
They were...
That was sort of more bubblegum, though, no?
Nah, they were kind of in
like
between.
Bubblegum take classic, on, like, glam.
Classic bubblegum were kind of anonymous bands, like the 1910 Fruit Gun Company and the Archies.
Sure, that's true.
You know, they were kind of, you know... the. Bay City Rollers, for whatever they were. The Bay City Rollers are basically like the One Direction of 1979, I guess. But I think Lucas's vocals aren't exactly dripping with testosterone. So when you hear him sing, you're not thinking death metal or
I actually
no, there's a fascinating quality. Has anyone ever told you you sound a little bit like Bjork?
No, but everybody always says like, I see you guys play, but who's the girl in your band singing for you guys? And I mean that's just me not knowing how to sing.
Well,
it's just me like trying to see what sounds.
We
cool.
think it's a beautiful. We think it's there. A beautiful thing to do, and to keep doing it.
You know, we're not trying to be gender specific.
Certainly
in
not.
Our music. So
who needs to be these days?
Everyone is everyone.
Exactly.
That's right. It's natural.
Post-sexual, post-rock.
The post-sexual.
I don't know if we're quite there.
We're just trying to start the next boy band, the next One Direction, where there's no sex involved. And
right.
And it's just, yeah.
Are you talking
well,
about
it's eventually the Japanese hikikomori is going to take over the world.
Yeah.
And no one will ever go outside and like, meet each other.
That's true.
No one will ever socialize. Yeah. And then we'll have...
But they'll have R.E.P. to listen to.
Sure, exactly.
Inside.
And if that's not a world I want to live in, then nothing is.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
I think we're getting a little
also,
carried away
since,
here.
Also, since All My Blackbird broke up, the Britneys are the cutest band in the Mama Coco's.
Agreed. I second that.
I don't know about that. It's all Gabe. A flattering
remark.
He's not here right now.
Jim, we asked you once to turn the phone off.
Did you not get the cue?
It's Prince. He's very
thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jack.
He's got people to talk to.
Prince is just annoying me here to get back to him. I'm going to turn the volume off.
So
yeah, that's a really loud text message noise.
Yeah,
you just flip the switch where it shows orange.
After 30 years of rock and roll, Oliver, you become completely deaf, and that's why my phone is so loud. You'll get there too. Don't worry.
I won't.
Maybe by that time we'll have bionic ears, and you'll just
it'll be in the head.
Not have to worry about it.
Right on, Jim.
How's the studio coming along?
It's coming along.
Well, thanks for asking.
We're doing quite a lot of building every day. putting up walls at this time.
I can't imagine this, all the stuff you had to go through.
We are a T-minus 19 days away from our projected date of completion, so we hope to meet our deadline.
If you don't know, the old studio got flooded, and it was the worst thing on planet Earth.
Yes.
But now you guys are building a new studio.
We're building a new studio.
Studio.
On Meadow Street.
With your heart and your soul.
It's above ground.
It's above ground.
It's more of a cathedral than a recording studio.
Yeah, we're building a barn. And we're doing it. All the labor is just musicians, just cats that really don't know anything about it, for the most part, with a few exceptions that everyone's, you know, working alongside. A couple of really talented carpenters. Shout-outs to Brandon and Andre. And we're putting it up.
Somebody
man.
Give those guys
and
a hand back.
And a whole lot of volunteers.
And a whole, the volunteers.
Really a lot of love and labor. Yeah. We're talking about truly the blood.
Every day
sweat.
We have between 4 and 10 people from, you know, Mama Coco's crew coming by to do it, you know.
You have to remember that before Michelangelo painted God on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, some guy named Luigi had to spackle all of that. And that's who we are. We're the Luigis of the world, spackling so Michelangelo can get up there and do his thing.
Who's Michelangelo?
Flattering metaphor, Jim. Really, we appreciate that. Kind words.
Kind words, indeed.
And a great fresco, since we mentioned it.
Really, really so.
Iconic and really a work of pure genius.
I thought you were going to say art.
That was my first choice.
So I believe the Britneys had earlier proposed a round of a little game that they call Would You Rather. Now, I don't know how to play it because I'm 40, but...
Sounds dangerous.
How do you go about it, you know?
You just come up with two scenarios.
Hey, Steve, we get on mic so the people at home can hear you?
Can you hear me now?
I think they can. I think they just about can.
Excellent. Would you rather is one of my favorite pastimes. It's basically, it's a very simple game in theory. You just come up with two scenarios that you have to live through. That would just be very difficult.
And hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetical.
And you don't die indeed. In the scenarios.
Yeah, that's I stress that because people always like to include logic, but it doesn't really apply.
Sure thing.
Well, I don't know. Does anybody?
I'd like to invite Ethan Donway to the microphone at this time. We have Ethan Donway.
For what?
On the microphone for a round of Would You Rather.
Do I need headphones? Because I don't think you
technically require headphones.
Oh, great.
Just stay on mic. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's ask who's got some questions for Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan, would you rather lick a pig or kiss Howard Stern?
What part of a pig?
Balls.
Oh.
Sounds pretty good to me.
I guess I'd kiss Howard Stern.
On the balls.
No, I'd rather have pig balls in my mouth than Howard Stern's balls. Definitely.
That's how you play the game, right?
Yeah.
Howard Stern is more disgusting.
That's a great start.
Okay, I got one. This is for you as well.
Great.
I stole this one from a friend, but it's applicable because it's kind of about music. So would you...
It's not about balls again?
No, it's not.
Pig balls.
It's not. okay, so would you rather be the first musician to go up and play a televised rock concert on the moon? And at the time, it's a big deal. Everyone will watch it on TV. But eventually, you'll fade into obscurity. And other people will, you know, do way better shows on the moon with, like, crazy pyrotechnics and shit like that. And, people forget you eventually. Or go back in time and play a concert for the Egyptians. And if they love you, you go down in the history books as, like, the greatest innovator of music ever. And, like, everybody loves you. You're, the toast of the town. But if they hate it, you're just, like, the worst piece of shit they've ever met. And, like, they're just, like, you just have a terrible life there.
They put you into slavery.
But I guess either way, people will know about you. So I guess it's sort of...
I think I'll do the moon thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. I don't want to live in Egypt.
Ethan, I have a question for you also. Would you rather be the first person to climb out on the moon and play a rock concert, as Steele previously described,
Yeah.
but you die on your return home?
Uh-huh. Or would you rather not do it at all? And
I'd rather not do it.
Okay, wait, that's pretty legendary, though.
Yeah. Okay. So, go back to Egypt. Do that scenario.
I don't want to go to Egypt.
Or kiss Howard Stern's balls.
I'm not
for eternity.
For eternity makes it too easy. Would you rather do the Egypt thing or kiss Howard Stern's balls once?
I definitely
like for a second.
No, the Egypt. Go to Egypt forever.
Okay, because I mean, I'm just saying, there's going to be some tremendous hardship, and you're never going to come back to your own time and meet any of your friends or family again. You're going to be stuck.
They'll make you build the pyramids if they don't like your country. Yeah, so.
That's our next song.
But either way, you're never coming home. Yeah. And all you have to do to make that miserable fate go away is just one little kiss on Howard Stern.
Just one Mississippi second of bliss.
I don't think so.
Okay, a man with integrity. I think we can all admire that in this room. Can we agree that we can all admire a man with integrity? Thank you. We're going to play, after that detour, we're going to play another track off the Britney's record. This is called Blow. Okay, and we're back here right now. We're here now in the studio with Mr. Peter Kilpin, the man, the myth, the legend.
How's it going, gang?
Erstwhile great American novel man, yes he is, and then they gone. So, we understand you have some news for us.
I, I,
I do
for
indeed.
The community at large.
Unfortunately, we...
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have not heard this news yet.
Yeah.
Pete just burst into the studio, breathless, to deliver this news bulletin right now.
He ran a marathon, came here.
As you know... I'm sorry, do you have water or something? It's been such
Yeah, sorry, we do. We have some water right here.
I wolfed a pizza.
Help yourself. Oh, it's on the house.
This is like really high tech.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you. I had to have the honeybee pizza before I came
here. Sure. It's important.
So if the mics are sticky for the next guys that come in, you know why. But I had to run in here because, as you know, the Great American Novel, a Mama Coco's staple, the first Mama Coco's band,
indeed,
recorded with you guys, just broke up. Now, this is news. We were at the top of our game. The entire New York area was absolutely in love with us. All of our concerts were getting sold out. And, of course, our creative mastermind, Lane Montgomery, he was getting a little glassy-eyed, you know, in our last few months of rehearsal and practicing for this upcoming record. And he just seemed to be away, you know? You'd talk to him and there was nobody there. Lane Montgomery, for those of you who don't know, he's sort of a gangly mascot of both the Great American Novel and Mama Coco's. But he just had a faraway look for some time, and he was reading all these brochures that had pictures of trees and barns and said, "Open yourself to Kintaro." And he would always talk about this Kintaro. And the point is, I think he just joined a cult. And I think because of that, Great American Novel is going to have to, you know, postpone our recording sessions and all the gigs we have booked right now, because we don't know where he is. And I think he might be on a farm in Northern California worshiping the grain god Kintaro.
That's very,
a
place to very be. Disturbing news.
Absolutely.
You never know what those cult types are capable of. So it's
what do silly. You think caused the sudden change? We are shocked to learn of the Great American Novel's fall from grace.
As you know, he, like all creative geniuses, he feels things, you know, deeper than the rest of us can. And he's easily swayed. He's driven by emotion.
I know that very pain.
Of course. And so a lot of things could have happened. Somebody just could have slipped in the brochure at one of our gigs. You know, if you don't watch him, he can talk to anybody.
Are you suggesting foul play?
Maybe he stubbed his toe and he was upset and
at a
vulnerable moment.
Just lost looking for answers entirely. I think that's
someone called.
I think that's how a lot of us fall into cults.
So just for old time's sake, now is sort of a goodbye to this band. Maybe we should play something off the first record.
Should we take it all the way back?
This is from the original Mama Coco.
Back to the bedroom
days.
Yeah. There we go.
I believe in love.
Right.
Yes, 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 y'all. Here we are again. Bless you. So we are back from that little bit of harrowing news from Pete Kilpin.
But we're happy to hear the Great American Novel.
We're happy to hear them again, and we'll always cherish them in our memories in their time together before this tragic
event. We'd like to remind you that we are coming from a radio station right now. This is Heritage Radio.
Heritage Radio Network.
Brought to you by Roberta's Pizza. If you haven't tried Roberta's Pizza, I would recommend it.
Best pizza in all the lands.
I've heard it said.
Now, we were hoping to call a man named Burke Williams at this time, but he's at a baseball game and didn't really work out. He's seeing the Yankees.
That's not right.
Make of that what you will. Seemed a bit suspicious to me.
A comedian but, and a gentleman. It would have been a pleasure to talk to them.
It would have been, but we're going to play a little record by his band anyway. It's called Images and Noise, and it's by Mothers. Just another brick in the wall indeed. Shut up, shut up, shut up. We didn't want to hear you out there. Leave that alone. So we're going to have another little message from Lucas over here.
All right, all right. As you know, me and Steel are in the Britneys. You heard our songs earlier. This is just a shameless plug. We released our EP on Tuesday. It's called It's All Right. You could hear it at thebritneys.com. And tomorrow is our EP release party at Shea Stadium. We're playing at 10:30. It starts at 8. There are some really great bands, and we're just trying to have a good time.
The Mets are playing later on.
Come at 8. Our good friends Larry and the Babes are going to be kicking the evening off. They play sort of doo-wop garagey stuff. And then we have Shorts and Free Clinic, who came all the way from North Carolina. So don't miss it. It's $8. And here's Oliver Ignatius.
We're going to close out the session with a little sing-along right now.
We've been the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen Family. Mm-hmm. We are the Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen Family radio show, coming at you every Thursday at 6, Heritage.
We are on and for Mama Coco's.
Thank you. Listen.
3 o'clock in the morning, though I've spent hours yawning, I can't fade into the night. My face is filled with abrasions from last night's operations, and I'm scoring for a fight. Oh. And when my body is breaking, I know Jah protect I, and God save Mama Coco's, for we strive or give up the fight. I know someone's always crying, someone's always sighing. We learned this from the blues. Oh. And now somebody's stalling. They wonder why I'm calling. I can't finish these dues. Oh. And when my body is breaking, I know Jah protect I, and God save Mama Coco's, for we strive or give up the fight. When money's tight, we'll have music just to keep us in holy flame. When we can't talk, we'll be laughing at the fact that nobody came. And when it's dark, I'll be waiting for all my friends to join. And I'll be good. I'll be a deaf, dumb, short tongue mama's boy like I should. That's alright. Give up the fight. And I'll be cool. I'll be nothing, anything like the guy I was at school. He'll be fine. This world is mine. And when I was a child, I didn't have to worry about who I really wanna be. That's alright. Give up the fight. You'll be fine. The world is mine. And when my body is breaking, I know Jah protect me. Oh, and God save Mama Coco before we start. Thank you, everybody. We are Mama Coco's. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.